51.
Okay.
And there he was. Okay. I was like, oh, dead guy.
I mean, that was a long time.
It was a long time.
It was a 35-minute dirt nap.
That's what I can't get over. That he was face down with no movement.
And not even a little.
Poof. Movement, and I'm out of here.
And not, like, hands under his head.
Right. Hands at his side.
Right.
Hands at his side.
Not in the fetal position. Nope. Just literally, like, it's almost as if someone had tased him.
Yep.
And he fell directly into the ground.
Well, that was a thing. That's amazing.
I hope he makes it like a thing. You know, we can see hopefully, you know, next shift or whoever's on next. Maybe it's Mac and Parkins. Watch him walk back through the hole and then lay down face down for another nap.
Would it be too much to ask that the cops who got the call are SCORE listeners?
If only.
Because we have a big contingent.
They would have known to ignore Shane.
Yeah, that's
right.
True. But they wouldn't have known that was Shane.
But they had to call from Jay, too.
That's true.
You know, so that's...
Would it be too much if you were the two police officers who were on that call?
Please
reach out to me via Twitter, because I got to know what you were saying.
Yeah, we've got...
At Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find me.
I mean, I'm sure stuff like that happens all the time.
Stuff like that? Where, Dan.
Not quite like that.
Stuff like that. Where
dead rise from their grave?
Where the cops identify the dead body, and then they go to the dead body, and it's not dead anymore?
It isn't just that. It's from our vantage point, to have it play out as dramatically. Like, you couldn't have staged it.
Right.
Like, you literally would say, okay, have them on the wrong level. Have them turn the lights on.
Have them get out of the
car, get back in the car. And then it's just, you couldn't, it was like an episode of Frasier with doors opening and closing, like classic theatrical farce is how this went down.
And for them to get down there, they literally had to drive past the guy.
They walked right past him. Yeah.
Like, we saw him walk that way, so he's walking westbound. The police come eastbound, and they went right by him.
But why would they think to look for a dead body walking by them?
Correct. They would be like, oh, well, the dead body's still there.
Right, that's a different guy.
And we're all just, like, pointing, like, he went that way. He's the guy who's not dead.
They still haven't seen the hole in the fence. I mean,
they walked right by the hole in the fence.
The guy in the whatever it was, the yellow disaster jacket or the emergency management jacket or whatever, walked right by it. They haven't seen that. So the means of entry and escape still exist for not dead guy.
Now, wait a second.
This is why I'm saying,
I don't think
not dead guy has taken his last nap in there. Right. I think he's coming back.
But now that we know where the hole in the fence is,
go take a nap
I'm
there?
Saying we should send an intern down there. Just have somebody make this a thing.
Recreate the scene.
Just remote.
I would say that perhaps we should wait about 24 hours before we do that.
Probably
because if we send the intern down there, they're going to get the treatment.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to get a ride to someplace.
We could reenact it like Unsolved Mystery style. You know, get somebody to do the Robert Stack role.
Or we should put like a marker? Some kind of marker in a shrine. Like, we could put little teddy bears like when Ron Santo died or whatever it is.
Not R.I.P., not dead guy.
Like, just in honor of not dead guy, we could just set stuff down there.
Okay. All right. Did the fire truck leave?
Yeah, they're gone. Yeah.
Okay,
they all got out and they looked.
And they're like, walked around.
I don't see anything.
Nothing's here. You've been listening to this ridiculousness on WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
You gonna do any sports or just, you know, watch for not dead guy?
We're gonna do a lot of sports.
Good.
We're gonna do a lot of sports.
Sports.
And I threw a video up of my like real time reaction to this up on Twitter.
Okay.
Trying to explain it and showing people what we were looking at.
Oh, beautiful.
From the ninth floor. So if you want to go take a look at it, at Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find our video of not dead guy.
Happy 2020.
Happy 2020 indeed. Happy 25th year here, Dan.
Yeah, that's a lot of years. It's not fully 25 until May 19th. I want to say it was my first day, 19th of 95. So, and I was mentioning to Connor before, when we do these station birthdays, it always hits home to me that without the station, I don't have the wife or the kids.
Yeah, like, well, especially the wife.
What I'm saying, who kind of made the kids, you know, I don't get There's no rewinding any of this. Without the station, without the, you know, Cher and Memelo and all that. Talk about a silly radio bit that was more than a silly radio bit. You know, 21 years later, we've been, you know, been, well, more than 21.
Sending kids to college now?
Yeah, I've been married up. This will be 21 years of marriage to the young lady that I met because of the score.
That's amazing. Pretty great.
It's pretty cool. Could be worse. What are you laughing at, Connor?
Not dead guy has a Twitter profile.
Yeah!
It is not dead guy one. And his first tweet, was, I appreciate your concern at Dan Bernstein at C1 McKnight. Not dead guy has a Twitter profile.
That's what a perfect way to start.
Happy 2020 to not dead guy.
The score. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Of course he does.
All right. Dan, enjoy, Lawrence. Connor, thank you guys for your service today. As a score CSI, I think, with a great first episode for the new year. Oh, we have a lot of stuff to do. The top of the hour. Hey, the Chicago Wolves are back. Yay! Start your new year off right. The Chicago Wolves host the Texas Stars at 7 o'clock tonight on Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. You get one ticket and three craft beers for one great price. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Herbie, save me.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Whose job was to factor in that maybe playing and picking a quarterback who didn't play a lot of games might have some consequences when it comes to his learning curve. The guy who picked him, the guy who in the video after they picked him went around the room and pointed to all his evaluators and said, we had consensus on this quarterback. That's his fault. Don't talk to me about Adam Shaheen playing at a small college. That's part of the evaluation process. You were supposed to factor in the fact that Adam Shaheen played at a small college, and it might be difficult if he doesn't have incredible athletic skills like Tariq Cohen, who played at a smaller college, for him to adjust to the speed-power ratio in the NFL. That's on you.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and we start the show with a little bit of breaking news. No, it's not about not dead guy. This is actual Chicago sports breaking news. This is from Bob Nightingale, who covers baseball for USA Today. He tweets, the White Sox have reached a tentative agreement on a long-term contract extension with prize prospect Louis Robert. The tweet continues, he will likely be on the opening day roster. Hit it again, Herbie. We got what a way to start off the new year. Man, the White Sox have been doing business. This has not been confirmed yet by the team, but you guys know that Nightingale's been in pretty good with those guys that run the White Sox. So what an offseason they, well, we kind of expected this, right? Like this is, I didn't think it would happen now, but you know, what are we, 2 weeks away from Sox Fest? Baby. Wow. This has been quite the quick turnaround for the White Sox, where 3 weeks ago, we're all looking at them like, what the hell are you doing? And then they make some signings and they make what seemingly are all the right moves, Tom Cruise, to get themselves in a position where we can start thinking a little bit bigger now in 2020. Herbie, you're the host of the Locked On White Sox Talk podcast. What do you think about this?
Fantastic. I mean, I think he would not have started the season with the team if he didn't agree to this extension, you know, service time, games and all. But I'm glad that they have found a way to get him and Eloy signed before the season starts, so we don't even have to worry about that nonsense. We start the season running with our best nine. Let's go.
Yeah, that's the thing. And the pitching that they've brought up. And again, this is Bob Nightingale's story. This is what he's reporting. Let's check in with, let's find if let's talk with Bruce. If once he has his, you know, he talks with people, and if he confirms it before the show is over, let's try to make some room for him. But that is some nice news that you don't have to, that question doesn't linger, Cranberries, into Glendale. That no one's like, oh, is Robert going to make the team? Is he done enough? Is there a service time issue? Are they going to get an extension done? It looks as if they have got the extension done, and Louis Robert is going to be a White Sox for real in 2020. So if we go back over the moves that the White Sox have made over the last few weeks, where they signed Gio Gonzalez, and at the time we were all kind of like, if this came at the end, it would be fine, but it was coming at a point where it looked like you only had one starter, and then you were adding Gio Gonzalez to that. And then they went out, and they got Dallas Keuchel to be a part of this thing. And the Mazzara thing, I think I had a lot of people going, oh, really, is this what they're going to do? Is that what's going to be? It looks like now the White Sox have not solved, because I'm still curious on what Kopech looks like when he comes back. How many innings is he going to be able to throw? How do the White Sox go about making sure that the guy that goes 150% all the time doesn't hurt himself in the process of rehabilitation? Now you have a representative starting rotation if you're the White Sox. And if you look at what happened last year, had they had a representative rotation, they would have been competitive. I don't think they would have won the division because the Twins were super good. I don't think they would have caught Cleveland for a wild card, but they would have been more competitive. And now you put yourself in a position where at the beginning of the year, people are going to be looking for you to compete. And I think that that's a good thing. I think that White Sox fans, you the White Sox fan, have been extremely patient. And I give them credit because they told you the truth about what it is that they were going to do. That's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing for Rick Hahn to come on the score and be like, look, we're going to lose games for a while, but there's an actual plan behind it. And when the time is right, we're going to spend money. We're going to put our money where our mouth is, as long as we get the type of on-the-field development that we're expecting from the guys that we already have in the fold. And they got that. You saw Moncada become a 5-WAR player, got votes for MVP last year, as he should have, by the way. Shouldn't have won it, but definitely should have gotten votes. You saw Tim Anderson win a batting title, for whatever that's worth. I'm still amazed that he was able to get on base at a clip that he was, considering that he doesn't walk. What did he have, 12 walks last year, something like that, for Tim Anderson? So there's that. Then you look at Eloy, where I think there's still some development to go with him as a guy with a glove in his hand, but you can see why people are excited about him, and they signed him early on last year so that he would be up and ready to roll and getting his experience in the major leagues instead of sitting around and waiting. Lucas Giolito went from the worst pitcher in baseball to one of the best pitchers in baseball. And then now you can add, and you had, you know, Abreu with the RBI title. You had James McCann give you a great offensive year. And with that, you can now make him second, your second string catcher. Because you went out and spent money on Grandal. They've put together a really interesting team for 2020. And honestly, I don't know if this offseason could have gone any better for them. And from what Rick said last week, during the conference call with Dallas Keuchel, they're not done. Now, maybe the Louis Robert thing is the end. And if it is, fine. But it seems as if they are still in a window to maybe add a little bit more. And maybe it doesn't excite you. And Puig hasn't signed anywhere yet, has he? Maybe it ends up being Yasiel Puig that plays right field for them every day. I mean, the White Sox are already kind of swagalicious. Let's just go over the top with it and bring him in. So that's the report. If you're just jumping into your car, if you're driving on the South Side right now, Bob Nightingale of USA Today is reporting that the White Sox are finalizing a long-term deal with Louis Robert, and he likely will be on the opening day roster. It's not bad. That's not bad at all. This segment is being brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. 30 million people come down with the flu every year. It could be you or your family. The best way to tell if it's a cold or flu is by taking your temperature, and no one does that better than Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at exergen.com. Once Bruce finds out what's going on, we'll talk with him, find out if maybe he can do a little confirming action for us. We're also going to talk some football on the show. Joe Ostrowski is going to join me. I'll be interested to get Joe's thoughts on it as one of our hosts of Hit and Run over the last few years. I'm sure he's got some thoughts on what the White Sox are doing. So we'll blend a little White Sox talk into a little bit of football talk with Joe Ostrowski next here on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Who is a bigger piece of your pie chart of blame, Nagy or Trubisky? I don't know how you come away at that game and at this season and think that it is the coach over the quarterback. The quarterback is incompetent. He locks in on guys. He panics. He's not good.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. Old Trapper, what's your beef? David Stern's legacy is overwhelming. The globalization of the NBA, the ballooning of the league's income, the explosion of franchises worth, the WNBA, the TV deals. But more than anything, Stern left behind a culture and business shift that will never go back. That's the empowerment of the player, namely the superstars. American sports had been founded on the team. But aside everything in the NBA, where they'll play, who they'll play for, when they'll play. For the NFL and MLB and NHL all followed suit in the ensuing decade because of our stars in America, even if it's about spelling team with an I. I'm DA Damon Amendolara.
That's the sound of NyQuil Severe.
New year, new gear. Get to Old Navy Saturday. Women's Elevate compression leggings are just $12, just $10 for girls. Plus, men's active pants are $12, just $10 for boys. Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 1-4, select styles only.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatment for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Ron Rivera, Chico, great to have you on board.
Ron, what's it like when
you get fired and then the outpouring of support. Like, everybody is giving you tributes on social media. I had to have read 3 or 4 different stories. Like, it was like a professional obituary in a way. Like, what's it like to go through that over the last 24 plus hours?
To be let go, it's still a shot to your ego. It really is. You know, to have people come back and say what they said made me realize that, you know, I did do it the right way. I really did. You know, and honestly, my only regret is not having won a Super Bowl since my playing days. You get to the Super Bowl, and it's hard to get there. It really is. Everybody thinks, you know, getting a Super Bowl is going to happen. No, it's not.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on